Watch-Wheel Murder You, Anti-Israel Protester Accused of Threatening California City Council Members. By Amy Furr on April 14, 2024. An anti-Israel protester is accused of lobbing terroristic threats at city council members in Bakersfield, California, claiming they are all horrible human beings. The incident happened during the meeting on Wednesday when residents are allowed to share their comments, Fox News reported Friday. The suspect in the case, identified as Reedy Patel, is accused of threatening to kill council members and Mayor Karen Goh, R. The reason for the alleged threats was because Patel said the council did not support a ceasefire resolution against Israel and for installing heavier security at the government building due to ongoing anti-Israel protests, the Fox article read. Video footage shows Patel standing at the podium. She said, "You guys are all horrible human beings and Jesus probably would have killed you himself." Adding the council did not care about anything happening in Palestine or any other country where oppression occurs because you don't care about the oppression occurring here. "I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers," she stated. Her comments came during two speeches she gave at the podium on Wednesday. When she spoke a second time, Patel criticized the council for installing metal detectors at the building she claimed targeted protesters. "We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you," the woman is accused of saying. Following her speeches, officials took Patel into custody and she is now facing numerous felony counts in the case. The Fox article said, adding, anti-Israel protesters who were there with Patel tried to distance themselves from the woman after she was arrested. Video footage shows the moment officers escorted her out of the meeting. During her appearance in court on Friday, Patel, whom 23 ABC News reported is facing 18 charges, pleaded not guilty and her bail was set at $1 million. The outlet said she is the economic development coordinator for a group called the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment.